Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy you're here. It is 2022. The year is still young and fresh and fabulous, like you and like me. We intend to stay young and fresh and fabulous for the next 300 and whatever odd days are left in this year. Before I get started, I will be starting back to my weekly interviews. And so on January 8th, I look for my interview with author Jacob Craig. He's going to be talking about reaching goals, which is very appropriate for this time of year. And I do want to apologize for any noise you hear in the background because I think one of my neighbors is having some work done on their home. So at some point there might be some equipment noise or something happening. So I'm going to be talking about this week's inspiration. And it's been the weekly inspiration on my website for a while, and I'm going to be changing it soon. That's why I'm just closing out with some final words on happiness starts within your own mind. Happiness starts within your own mind. I have so many different ideas and thoughts on this particular piece of inspiration. I don't remember the guest who inspired this, but I do want to share a story. And this story occurred about 10 years ago. I was feeling so frustrated with my life. I don't even remember the specifics, but I'm sure it had to do with a romantic relationship I was experiencing or I was in. And then I think around that time, I was just looking to really kind of improve different aspects of my life, like my education. And I was looking to career-wise, and then I wanted to move. I was living in a small apartment in downtown LA. I wanted more space. So there were all these things happening. And I remember picking up Sean Acor's book, The Happiness Advantage. And I'm going to give you the full title in a minute. I just want to start my timer here because sometimes I do go over and I make sure I keep this episode short. So, The Happiness Advantage, The 7 Principles of Positive Psychology That Fuel Success and Performance at Work. So I purchased this book and I read this book, actually listened to the audio on my way to work. And I want to put this in context because I was driving in LA traffic. You know how, well, if you don't know, LA traffic is bad. How else to say it? And to my job as a high school teacher, where I was dealing with, you know, 30, at least, actually 30 is kind of small. I think average was about 30, 35, sometimes even 40 kids per class who all had issues of their own. So they're coming with their own pain and I'm trying to manage my pain and manage their pain. And you got 6 or 7 classes of 30 different personalities all at once. It's just ridiculous, right? So on my way to work, I'm listening to this book and I'm doing this one particular exercise that was so pivotal, so simple, I couldn't believe it. The exercise was hold a smile. Just hold a smile. I can't remember for how many minutes, but you hold a smile for a while to the point where you feel like it's just ridiculous. So I was holding a smile, forcing a smile. And he says, if you find it hard to hold a smile, to hold a pen or pencil in your mouth, right? That forces that smile. And I was amazed that after a few days, I started to feel better because when you hold the smile, it tricks your brain into believing that you're happy and you actually start to feel happier. And I did after a few days. And then people start to notice the shift, particularly in the classroom. Students start to notice the shift. And I think it must have come up as a topic because I think I shared what I was doing. No, what happened was I actually did this exercise. I would do this exercise in class. because there are plenty of instances where I feel very frustrated in class. And so when I felt that frustration happening, a kid said something smart to me or something happened, I would just force a smile. And the kids would start laughing and tell me how creepy I looked. And I'm sure I did, because if you are an authority figure and you're forcing a smile, it does look really creepy, right? So, but that did a few things. First of all, it helped to inject some levity into the classroom, which helps to lighten the mood in a room. So that was good. And then it just, the physiology of it, the science of it did actually help me to feel better. Now, I'm not saying that for all levels of sadness and frustration, you simply just need to force a smile. You might need to seek professional help too. There's no shame in seeing a therapist. I actually started seeing a therapist in my late 30s, and it was just the best thing ever I ever did, ever. but if you feel like your dissatisfaction, your frustration, your sadness, your anger is manageable, and you want to try out something to help really feel the happiness within you, then try this exercise. And I'll tell you why it's important. Because when we say happiness starts within your own mind, we are constantly seeking means to the end of happiness, right? You know, you seek means to an end. Well, usually for us, the end is happiness, but we have all these different ways by which we try to achieve happiness. We seek out relationships, or we seek out, we buy things, we go places, we're doing all this stuff to achieve happiness. But all this stuff that we're doing, the relationships, the buying the things, going the places, these are all temporary. And if you're using temporary means to achieve an end, the end is going to be temporary, because it is contingent on temporary means. Because your friendships may not last forever, or your friends might not be able to be there for you all the time when you need them. The things that you buy, you might get tired of. Or you buy so many things in order to achieve happiness that now your house is cluttered, and now that's another level of stress that you have to deal with, is the clutter that's literally suffocating you. I mean, there's all of these things that we do, all of these things that we do are temporal and temporary. And if we can, instead of having the end be happiness, move that to the means. So now happiness is the means to achieve the end. And the end can be, I want I'm looking for a shift in my career. I'm looking to increase my income. I'm looking to have healthier, happier relationships. You have all of these things that you want to experience in your life. If you start off with happiness, because if you're starting off with happiness, if you are embodying happiness, then guess what? You have so much energy to expand that happiness. And when you expand the happiness, now you are more aware, you're more self-aware, and you're more aware of opportunities, because you're just looking for those opportunities that have always surrounded you. But because you were so locked in on the frustration, the fear, the jealousy, the anger before, you didn't have energy to even look up and notice the opportunities that surrounded you. So now that you embody happiness, you have that energy. You have the energy to embrace the opportunities. And when you start to embrace the opportunities, when you start to attract the opportunities, because remember, if you are vibrating at a higher level, you are attracting things that are also vibrating on that same level. It is now metaphysical. I always think of metaphysics as the science with which traditional science has not yet caught up, but it is very scientific. Happiness is very scientific. Achieving goals is very scientific. So once you begin to vibrate at that higher level, because you're embodying happiness, you just begin to achieve things so much more faster. Because when you're sad, when you're angry, when you're frustrated, all of your energy goes into trying to manage your sadness, your anger, your frustration, and that just expands the sadness, the anger, and the frustration. And when you're too busy and you're too involved and you're spending all your energy trying to manage your sadness, your anger, and your frustration, you don't have the energy to now achieve the things that you really want to achieve in your life. So if we can do little exercises like holding smiles, okay, that's a little exercise that can go miles and miles and miles for you. If you're seeking out therapy, if that's what you need, or if you're using writing as a tool, and by the way, if you just do a free write If you just sit down and whatever, if you're feeling the frustration or the fear, whatever it is that's holding you back, and you just write freely about it. Don't put any edits on yourself or any restrictions. And you just let your pen write. I mean, sometimes when I would do this exercise, I would write so hard and so fast, I would tear the paper with my pen, right? And my handwriting would be atrocious and I probably couldn't read it. But after, if you do that, you sit down for about 5 minutes, put a timer on 5 minutes, and you do this free write, and you just are letting all of the, you are like vomiting out all of the fear, the frustration, the anger onto your paper. First of all, after the 5 minutes, you're going to feel better because now there's been a cathartic release. And then number two, you will feel a shift happening within you because now you've given some space. Now that you've been able to, I say, mentally vomit that stuff out, now you have a little bit more space within you to be aware of what it was, of all that stuff that's now on your paper. Now you're aware of it. Now you're aware of where it came from. Now you can name it. You give that energy a name. Okay, this is, I don't want to say a name because I don't want to use anyone's name who might be listening, right? But I'm just going to make up a name. Let's say, I'm just Orogel, because I have this Orogel thingy on my desk here. You give that, okay, that's Orogel. Okay, yeah. So now every time those feelings, that feeling comes up, that frustration comes up, okay, that's Orogel. And so you sit down and you let Orogel say what Orogel wants to say, and then you move on. You say, thank you very much for sharing. I acknowledge your pain. I hear you, but I choose happiness. I choose happiness. And then you start smiling and you see where that takes you. So happiness begins within you. And always let that be your means to your end. Thank you so much for tuning in to Motivation to Write. You can follow me on Twitter at Ebony Haywood. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Motivation to Write. And you can sign up for my newsletter at zezo.com. I will see you on January 8th with Jacob Craig. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.